Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Hey, Matt, what does the Rubik's Cube kind of look like of trying to attack the number one rated defense and game plan specifically for some of the things that they can do while also not trying to fundamentally change your offense while you guys are the number one offense? Do you want to force them to stop you first, or are you going to specifically try to attack things that you think can, you know, press their defense?
I really don't know how to answer that. I mean, do you want me to give you the game plan?
I mean, if you're volunteering, Coach, sure. My We'd love man. To hear what the game plan is. There's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur talking to the media on his little Zoom that he does numerous times throughout the week. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Let's check in with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, now here on the Wendy's Big Show. Michael, Packers and Rams, and obviously the matchup that everybody is talking about, Devontae Adams versus Jalen Ramsey.
Sure, but they're not talking about the use of Aaron Jones or Cam Akers on the other side of the ball. And Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, who I think is a tremendous coach, and I watched the tape last night again on NFL Network when he beat McCarthy 2 years ago. He out-coached him. McVay says, hey, when it comes to this Devontae versus Jalen Ramsey thing, simmer down.
It is still 11-on-11, and there's a lot of different moving parts. Both of those two guys are at the upper echelon, if not the best at their position in the league. And when they get a chance to match up against one another, you know, that's a great deal. But just because Jalen is lined up across from Devontae doesn't mean that it's, all right, those two are in a one-on-one matchup. There's a lot of different things. That's what makes this game so fun is with the 22 moving parts on every single snap, are you in a zone? Are you in a man? You know, what are the types of principles that the offenses activate that elicit a certain response from the defense? And so I think what I appreciate is greatness. These are two great players. As I've, you know, I've kind of always kept up with the Packers offense just because, you know, they're doing such good stuff. And then you always know that you might have a chance to pick some good stuff that Matt and Nate Hackett come up with. But, you know, you watch the rapport that Aaron and Devontae have, especially, you know, as you kind of wrap up the week, and usually the red zone is where you kind of wrap that up from a game plan perspective. And you see the different things that these guys have done. You see why they're one of the best, if not the best, red zone offense in the history of the league with the efficiency at which they're operating with right now. And it's a dang joke watching how good these guys are, how comfortable they are with one another. And it is fun to watch. You know, I just I have a lot more fun watching when it's not going up against them.
You know, Mike, and I think I forgot about was LaFleur there with the Rams when Goff was there?
Yeah, it was his second year. So Matt LaFleur had a great time run there with Matt Ryan when they went to the Super Bowl. He comes in. And, of course, you know, he already worked with Sean McVay. These guys are close friends from the time of the Redskins. So he's working with Jared Goff, and he says, listen, kid, I'm gonna coach you hard, which he said he appreciated. And the thing is, a lot of the – in that year, 2017, before LaFleur went to the Titans, a lot of the players said these guys were out there arguing with each other a lot, McVay and LaFleur. And so Jared Goff was asked about what was that relationship like between those two coaches?
Yeah, they're really close, and we get after each other a little bit sometimes. But I know they're as close as anyone I think that's just how it works. You guys all have brothers and sisters, you know, I guess sometimes. And I think that was the way they were.
Jared, when you say how hard he coached you, can you expand on that?
Yeah, I think just, you know, you want coaches, you want coaches to coach you hard. And I think when he would voice his belief in me and how far he thought I could go and how good he thought I could be, and him every single day staying on me, you know, as you know, sometimes annoyed you get by it, it was the best thing for me, and I'm forever thankful for it.
Mike Bottomigo, special teams. You think that'll be an issue?
Yeah, he used to be with Mike Sherman in 2005. Yep. And yeah, I think he was a coach at Central Michigan for a while, a head coach. Now he's out there with the Rams. But, you know, for Green Bay Packers special teams, man, they have got to have field position if they want to go continue in the postseason. And what they've only got a total of 29 yards in punt returns right now. And Tavon Austin, he had that fumble. And so Sean Menega, your special teams coordinator, he was saying, you know what, my challenge is this. We're not doing a good job of keeping off the gunners from the opposing punt team. And he said, you know, if it's like 3rd and 10, he starts getting a return ready where he can double team those gunners and protect that returner. But then if the team goes 4th and 3, now he's got to be worried about a fake punt so he doesn't put as much pressure on the gunners. I found that confusing, but Menega tried to explain why he's not getting a better job in terms of blocking on punt return.
We've got to do a better job. I think everything always starts outside, you know, blocking the gunners. I mean, you've got to be able to get them blocked. Depending on where you're at and the down and distance is going to cause you whether or not you can double both gunners, one gunner, whether you have to have 8 guys in the box, or, you know, a lot of times if it gets into a 4th and short situation, you know, maybe 4th and 10 or 11, and I'm thinking in my mind that, hey, I'm going to double both gunners, and all of a sudden, you know, they have an 8-yard completion. Now it's 4th and 3, and now that totally changes whether or not we single both gunners, or, you know, we come in with maybe a little bit bigger inside package and stuff and have some more D linemen just to prevent the fake, and now your return opportunities, you're singling the gunners and you're not going to get a very good hold up inside. But it definitely is going to start outside first.
Talking with Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. The biggest thing last year, NFC Championship game, when they couldn't stop the run, was because simply they couldn't set the edge, I guess, for the most part. And the running backs were getting to the outside and cutting that corner on Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and so forth. And you would have to think that has to be a point of emphasis coming into this game.
And I remember when you tweeted out after postgame, Za'Darius Smith saying, we didn't make in-game adjustments. No, what Mike Smith and Mike Pettine have done is they've gone to Za'Darius, Preston, and now even more so Rashawn with the snaps he's getting, to say, look, you're holding the edge not because you're a pass rusher, it's because it's our run defense. And they thought they were most successful against Derrick Henry. These teams want to run outside zone. These guys want to bounce outside. You've got to force that running back up in the middle, and you can cut down on those hours. And Mike Smith says after going after the Smith brothers and Rashawn Gary, they did a better job of setting the edge, and their run defense finally improved.
We obviously had our issues at times, but, you know, I think a big thing about setting the edge is obviously you got to have great technique, but it's all a mindset, man. It's all rolling off the ball. You're never reached if you got knocked back. If you knocked his butt off the ball 3 or 4 yards, I don't care where your helmet is. That ball's going to bounce or it has to go inside. And so, you know, my number one rule in setting the edge is beat him to a punch. Funny how it works. You give up, you know, 150 yards rushing, and it's all on the linebackers and D-line. You know what? The back end is a big part of it, too. Same thing in coverage. You give up 300 yards passing, and they're blaming the DBs. Well, shit, we didn't get to the quarterback, right? He's got all day to throw the ball. So everything on defense ties together, and everybody's got to be on the same page, and everybody's got to do their job.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, getting after the quarterback, Aaron Donald. I mean, I saw him go down with a little rib action there, Mike.
Against the Seahawks, he was going after Russell Wilson, and Wilson fell on him, and he thought maybe he had lost his breath, and they were looking at him on the sidelines. So the report is that he had, you know, a damaged cartilage on his ribs. But, you know, he's like, people are like, had got him with broken ribs by the middle of the week, and he's like, I'm lifting weights. It's gonna be okay. So, of course, the media in L.A. are convinced that their star defensive player, Aaron Donald, you know, may be questionable or unable to play. He practiced yesterday with the Rams. So Aaron Donald was asked, did you suffer a damaged cartilage to your rib cage against the Seahawks?
Man, my damn sides just sore. I'm good, though. I ain't gonna sit here talking about my damn side the whole time. I'm good. I just had a whole workout. Feel strong, feel healthy, so I'm good.
Will you wear like a rib cage or like a flak jacket?
I don't know. All I can tell you right now, I feel good, I feel strong, and I'll be ready come Saturday.
Are you concerned at all, Aaron, even if it's not snowing, that it's going to be chilly there, it's going to be cold, and given your side, even though I know it's
we going out there, you'd be playing football, we'd be moving around, so, you know, we'd be good. Like I said, I still feel strong, I still feel like I'll be able to do what I do, but once you're out there playing football, you're out there running around, you guys going to be cold if y'all was out there sitting, but me, I'll be warm.
That's good. You'd be warm. If I'm an offensive lineman, that's what I'm aiming for. Anyways, there he is, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Michael, thank you very much.
Talk to you in the postgame show, boys.
You betcha. That Green and Gold postgame show again, 6:30 to 9 tomorrow night on those affiliates that carried around the state with Gary Ellerson and myself. Schneider Orange Hotline is where Mike Clemens was. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more information, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Big Show Knows Fantasy, a chance for one of you listening to your radio right now to compete against Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, Dan Plucker, and Joe Zanzola in fantasy football and see if you know fantasy more than we do. Caller number three. Dial it up now, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Your chance to play fantasy football against us. Let's go to Gary Ellerson now to tell us all about his favorite car dealership.
Yeah, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas. But Steve, I tell you what, if you are a Forrest Gregg led team, we test out that side. But hey, we don't play like that anymore. So we'll talk about Hyundai West
Just
Dallas.
Just a helmet here and there. That's all.
We'll test it out, Steve. I ain't going to tell you how, but we test it out. They don't do that no more. Hyundai West Dallas has a record setting year in 2020, and they're looking to come out of the gates on fire. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock, guys, to continue the momentum. They have decided to continue the $500 savings for our listeners. Just mention me, Joe Zanzola, and you receive an extra $500 off any new vehicle in stock. Plus, as long as the Green and Gold are still playing, mention them and me and Joe Zanzola and receive an extra $750 off Hyundai West Dallas. Also, will be any other Wisconsin dealers pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas, located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues. Visit them in person or go to their website, folks, HyundaiWestDallas.com. Make sure when you go there, you mention me, Joe Zanzola, and our favorite team from Green Bay.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.